Welcome back to F***ing Blessed. Today we're going to continue talking about all the reasons why we are so disconnected from our pleasure and our bodies. I'm literally already sweating. It gives me so much anxiety, especially the topics that we're about to go into. And I don't feel like I have the authority to speak about this stuff, but reference episode one, freedom.
Freedom.
The first thing I want to talk about in terms of why we are so disconnected from our pleasure is cultural interpretations of religion. And I really want to clarify that there is religion in its purest essence and form, and then there's cultural interpretations of it, how it's organized and applied. In cultural interpretations of religion, we talk about our animal instincts being low and lesser, and we talk about human reason being high and better. These interpretations of religion, they associate sex downwards to the base. And there's a level of truth to that because your sexual energy is located in your first and second chakra. And so if you don't know what chakras are, they're energy centers in your body. And so your sexual energy, your creative life force energy, that's in your first and second chakra. It's the way that we talk about it in these interpretations of religion. It talks about it as animalistic and dangerous and contemptible and something that is savage and really scary and out of control. I grew up in an environment and a culture that taught me that my sexual body was disgusting and savage and dirty, and so were the smells and sounds and liquids and things that it made, that it was gross. If you have a religious system and a culture telling you that your body parts and your sexual centers are dangerous and gross and disgusting, do you think you're going to have a good relationship to pleasure?
No, no, no.
No. So another part of this is what many people call the moral message. It's a part of this religious programming. It was a story that was fed to me as a Saudi woman. And Dr. Emily Nagoski argues that this has only really changed superficially over the last 300 years. Let us now read the moral message. If you want or like sex, you are damaged goods. You are a slut. Your virginity is your most valuable asset. There is only one right way to behave and one right way to feel about sex, not to feel anything about it at all. But to accommodate the man to whom your body belongs. Sex is not part of what makes a woman lovable. It can only be part of what makes a woman unlovable. Smart girls don't want sex. Smart girls are interested in minds, not bodies. Sexuality might make her desirable, and many women try to be desirable, but only as a lesser alternative to being lovable. If you are sexually desirable, you are, by definition, unlovable and a slut. Moving on to the next reason why we are disconnected from our pleasure is suffering is really legit. That's what I named this. Especially, why did I just scream? As a Muslim, as an Arab Muslim woman, just a Muslim in general, I can tell you that suffering is like, if you don't suffer, then you're not a good Muslim. So much of how we get pulled into and stay in community is through suffering. I know that I have memories growing up of listening to my aunties and uncles. We pick up the phone and we're like, you know, how are you? Mash al-hal, kwaysa. It's like there's this tone of like suffering. I don't think this is our nature, but I think that it's something that's learned. When you break it down, it's a lot easier to get camaraderie and sympathy from victimhood than it is for you to get it from being triumphant. It's easier for people to resent your triumph and your overwhelming joy than it is for people to resent your suffering. And I know that sounds like, oh, and it is a hard reality to come to face with. I'm afraid in the moments that I am just so good and so happy, I'm afraid to say that. And it really shouldn't be that way. I don't want it to be that way for you and for us. When I see somebody in joy and fullness, it just makes me want to soar and join them. And it's so inspiring. And I think that that's our nature.
I want to end this episode with a mantra. It is safe to feel pleasure. It is safe to feel pleasure. It is safe to feel pleasure.
I'm curious to know if this is resonating with you. Does this feel like any of the experiences that you have growing up? Let me know. And don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time. F***ing blessed. Bye, Habibi.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.